Hey, I'm Brian Hyatt, host of the Rolling Stone Music Now podcast. And right now, I wanted to bring you a trailer for another podcast. It's called Sonic Symbolism, and it's brought to you by Bjork. The series is brimming with Bjork's music, including unreleased alternate versions and demos. And it was produced by Christian Koons, who's best known for the podcast Song Exploder. And it's brought to you by MailChimp Presents and Talkhouse. Bjork is famously press shy and private, but this series features 6 hours of her talking about her music and life. Basically, it's Bjork telling the story of each of her albums in her own words. Bjork played an extremely active role in the making of this series, including all of the song choices and even down to the episode descriptions. Much as with her albums, she tinkered with the series up until each episode's completion. Sonic Symbolism launches weekly on Thursdays, and there's already 5 episodes available. Subscribe now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Most of us go through phases in our lives that take roughly 3 years. And it is not a coincidence that this is often how long it takes to make an album, a book, or a film. In the conversations on this podcast, me and my friends try to capture which moods, timbres, and tempos were vibrating during each of my 10 albums. When I get asked about the differences of the music on my records, I find it quickest to use visual shortcuts. That's kind of why my album covers are almost like homemade tarot cards. The image on the front might seem just like a visual moment, but for me, it is simply describing the sound of it. I try to express this with a color palette, the textures of the textiles, with what I'm holding, and the angle of the posture I'm in shows its relationship to the world. Also, the emotion of the mouth tries to share the overall mood of the album. Perhaps you can call this some sort of sonic symbolism. I hope you enjoy it. Warmth, Bjork.